tonight, picking up Kennedy Center Honors, Sylvester Stallone, George Strait, the rock band Kiss, Gloria Gaynor, and English actor and singer Michael Crawford. The gala in Washington, D.C. celebrates achievements in the performing arts every year. Stars saluting other stars often produces big, memorable moments, like when Carole King won in 2015. One of Carole King's biggest hits, performed by Aretha Franklin. This year's Kennedy Center Honors will be different from years past. And here to tell us more about that is NPR culture correspondent Elizabeth Blair. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Thanks for having me, Aisha.
So you've covered the Kennedy Center Honors for many years now. How is this award different from other entertainment awards?
A Kennedy Center honor is traditionally for artists who've made a major contribution to the performing arts. It's considered to be a prestigious lifetime achievement award that, in theory, has cultural gravitas. Past winners include people like Quincy Jones, Gladys Knight, George Clooney, LL Cool J, and Alvin Ailey. The format is that for each of the five honorees, other celebrities and artists show up to perform these tributes to them, either in speeches or songs. The honorees typically sit in the presidential box with the president and the first lady while these lavish tributes unfold on stage.
So it's a little like Hollywood on the Potomac. And I know the Kennedy Center has brought in some very big names to celebrate the honorees, like when Beyoncé sang for Tina Turner or Alison Krauss for Dolly Parton. What are some of your favorite moments from past honors?
I have many favorite moments. When Yo-Yo Ma won in 2011, he was serenaded by James Taylor, John Williams, and a children's choir.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I see it's all right.
Another favorite moment is when Meryl Streep won. Emily Blunt was a total fangirl.
She actually has two jobs. The first is her own performance, which is always just breathtaking. And secondly is the task of stabilizing the other actor who is having a nervous breakdown because they're in a scene with Meryl Streep.
So in his second term, President Trump has gotten very involved with cultural institutions, and that includes ousting the Kennedy Center's previous leadership and becoming chair of its board. How has his takeover affected the Kennedy Center honors?
In a few different ways. In the past, the selection process took several months and involved a lot of different stakeholders. This year, it's really the President Trump show. He said he was 98% responsible for selecting the honorees. Something else that's different is that he will be hosting the event. Usually that job is left to people who are not the President of the United States. Previous hosts include Queen Latifah and Stephen Colbert.
President Trump said he was asked to host and then mused that he might give himself the honor. The honor is this rainbow-colored medallion.
That's what it has been in the past. It's a big change this year. The medallions used to be these bright rainbow-colored satin necklaces with gold nameplates. They were handmade by the same family since the very first honors in 1978. This year, there's a brand new medallion made by Tiffany & Company. It has a dark blue ribbon, and the rainbow has moved onto the medal itself. I mention this because in years past, the rainbow necklaces really stood out when you saw photos or watched the broadcast. You could easily identify which celebrities had won the awards because they all showed up proudly wearing these medallions.
Do we know who will be coming to Washington to pay tribute to this year's honorees?
We don't know, and that is not different from previous years. The Kennedy Center has always tried to keep the performers a secret. The look of surprise on the honorees' faces when they see who has turned out to pay them their respects has made for some really fun, poignant TV moments. But we do know a few performers who will not be there. Bonnie Raitt and Herbie Hancock, who have both been honorees and performers in the past, confirmed to NPR that this year their schedules won't allow them to come.
That's NPR culture correspondent Elizabeth Blair. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Thanks for having me.